Amen, amen. Welcome to the Wednesday night edition of the Voice of Believers Church, where we learn how to overcome and win in life. Amen. Okay, well, we'll get ready to take up our offering. If anyone needs any envelopes, just let us know, and one of these fine young men will get it to you. We're talking about living in the fullness of the blessing. And in Proverbs 10:22, it says, it's the blessing of the Lord that will make you rich. That's pretty neat. And he adds no sorrow with it, no toil. And see, the world thinks of the blessing as just money, control, and power. But the blessing includes money. But it's not just. It's nothing missing, nothing broken. And in Deuteronomy 8:18, it says this, remember the Lord your God. He is the one who gives you power to be successful in order to fulfill the covenant that he confirmed to your ancestors with an oath. In the King James, it says, remember the Lord your God. It is he who gives you power to get wealthy so you can he can establish his covenant throughout the earth. So he's got a purpose for the blessing. You know, it's for us to get our needs met because we're now in his kingdom, but it's also to get the good news published throughout the earth. Amen. And then in Romans 15:25, it this was Paul, and he was writing a letter to the Roman Christians, and he said, and I am sure that when I come, I'll come in the fullness of the blessing. Now, the fullness means complete, having reached the greatest level, the highest degree, nothing missing, lacking nothing. You know, it's a process. Getting the blessing of the Lord is not a quick get-rich scheme. It's a process, and I'll tell you, it takes faith. It takes faith and obedience. It takes faith to be in obedience because we're trusting him. We're putting our money on the line, our kids on the line. We're trusting him. And then it takes diligence, which means you don't give up just because you don't see it right away. And then it takes faithfulness to stay in it. And then patience. Because guess what? God's about increase. Do we really believe that God really wanted Satan to have all the money? Really? I don't think that would be a good idea. It'd be dangerous. He wants us to be blessed. Amen? So that we can be a blessing. Make it a safe place to live. Amen? Well, let's all pray. Well, Father God, we just thank you, Lord, that because we're doers, we're receivers, and we receive it by faith. We do it by faith. We receive by faith. You said that when we bring in our tithes and offerings, you open up the windows of heaven. You open it up wide. You don't hold anything back. You give us so much blessing, there's not even room enough for us to take it all in. And Lord, not only that, but you rebuke the devourer from touching our stuff and destroying the fruit of our ground, and all the nations would call us blessed. And Lord, I thank you that the blessing makes us rich without sorrow, without toil, and that when we sow our seeds, our offering, we can believe for the 30, 60, 100-fold, or even more, as much as we can believe. So I'm agreeing with everyone here for the blessing, for increase in every way, in every household, in Jesus' name, and all who agree, say amen. 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 Okay, well, the young men take up the offering. I had like 20 women at the jail. It's a lot, and it's sad to see that many. But a lot of these women, they've been there for a while, and it was great to see them grow up in the Lord. Not only do they get saved, they get baptized, but they get discipled. And you could see the change in them. And I did want to say that, you know, we're a church that believes in bringing the good news to our community. We can't just wait for them to decide they're going to come. We need to bring it to them. And so I'm glad that we're doing that once a month. And I'm just excited we get to be part of the jail ministry because you know what? We make sure, see here you can write down notes and then get a CD, but we make sure that they have in their hands a printed teaching with scripture and everything. And so you guys contribute to that. And I'm just glad that we get to do it. Amen. Anything else? All right, ready to hear from my favorite pastor.
Y'all be praying for me. I can make it. All right, youth and children can be released. Hallelujah. We're going to start a new series tonight. Going fishing? Fishermen of men. Fishermen of men. Praise God. Oh, I like. You had all kinds of help there. Even I think Nathan was wanting to grab a bucket and go after it. Praise God. They all wanting to contribute and help. Praise God. We're going to be talking about the covenant. You have a covenant with God. You're covenant people. Do you know that? You are covenant people. There are so many people walking around this earth that do not have a covenant at all with God. They're what's called Gentiles. And there's quite a few. You'd probably be surprised how many Christians that are walking around here on the earth that do not really know much about their covenant or understand the covenant they have with God, the blessings, the promises of God that God has made for us. And we're going to talk about the blessing of Abraham. Let's turn over to Genesis 17. It's very important to understand and know that God blessed and has blessed us. 17:1. And to appreciate the blessing. See, Adam, in the beginning, God, he said, be fruitful, multiply, take dominion, have authority over the earth. And he said, pronounced the blessing on him. Now, he messed up and threw it away. But thank God, some men were walking in it, were doing what's right. And Noah was one of those men. There was another one, Abraham. He got a hold of the blessing, and he found out that God wanted him blessed, praise God. That's why we call it the blessing of Abraham, because it actually correlates into the New Testament. God talks about Abraham being the father of faith in the New Testament. He's the father of all the nations of faith, praise God, because he believed and trusted God, and it's imputed to him for righteousness. But before the law ever came, you know, it said that they didn't know that they were sinning until the law came. When the law came, you don't do this, don't do that, do that. They realized they were sinning. Before that, there was already salvation was here. The good news preached to Abram, which name is Abraham. And, you know, the good news was already here. And he believed and trusted God in faith, praise God. And it was counted to him for righteousness, or imputed to him for righteousness. 17:1. Wrong chapter, praise God. Genesis 17:1. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless, and I will make my covenant between me and you. I will multiply you exceedingly. Then Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, God, see how that, I love that. God talked with him. God talked with people. Saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations. I'll make you exceedingly fruitful. I'll make nations out of you, and kings shall come from you. I will establish my covenant between me and you, and descendants after you and their generation, for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and your descendants after you. Also I give to you and your descendants after you the land in which you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan, as an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said to Abram, as for you, you should keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you in their generation. In their generation. If we'll keep that covenant with God, he's keeping that covenant with us. When we put him first, he supplies all our needs, just like he said in the New Testament. And God put that here, the blessing here, to be able to bless and take care of his people. Who was it? It was Esau. Esau never really got a hold of the blessing. You know, he was Jacob's twin, was Esau, the firstborn. He had the birthright. He had the blessing. And he sold it for porridge, lentils for beans, a bowl of beans and some bread that Jacob made. Esau sold his birthright to Jacob. And he lost it over that. He didn't appreciate the blessing that was on the birthright through being a child of God, of this covenant. And so we need to really put an emphasis on it and thank God for his blessings and all that he's done for us, because he has blessed us. And this covenant is working, and has been working all this time. It started with Isaac. Once Abraham got a revelation of Sarah and him having a child and trusting God, at 99, at 100, he had Isaac that quick, praise God. He got a revelation of it, and the blessing started rolling, and it started in his family. Next thing you know, Isaac's getting older. He's grown up, and he's taking care of the land, no matter what's going on around. And that's what God's putting on my heart. Things are coming. You're going to have to rely on the blessing. Things are coming here in the earth. You're going to have to rely on the blessing. And we're going to get farther with that. But things are happening and changing. And you're really going to have to rely on the blessing of God like never before in the times of heaven. And even in a famine, when the world's way, just is going to pot, God's way was always working. You know, his seed produced 100-fold. He always had water, because he was walking in that blessing. It was still working in his life, praise God. And you know what? It's amazing, because Jacob, it went on to Jacob also, and he was blessed. And Esau sold that birthright, but you know what? Just because he was a descendant of Abraham, a grandchild of Abraham, it finally kicked in on him. I believe he sorrowed for it and wished he wouldn't have sold it to his brother Jacob. But you know what? It finally kicked in. He ended up with all kinds of things, blessings, men, servants, people working with him, horses and cattle and everything he needed. It was flowing in his life. And Jacob worked for his father-in-law Laban, 7 years for Leah and 14 years for Rachel, because he loved Rachel. He got cheated by his father-in-law. And that whole time, that blessing was kicked in. He said, I'll take the spotted and the speckled sheep. And he done something. He took these stalks or something, where whenever they come to feed, they would see the stalk or whatever, and he was just relying on God. When they did, that's when they would get pregnant, and he's just multiplied. The speckled and the spotted. See, Laban wanted them other ones. He didn't want the ones that were speckled and spotted. And all of a sudden, here's Jacob with this multitude of herd of sheep and different animals. And Laban's just getting smaller and smaller. And he leaves. He finally leaves him. Blessed, praise God. Let's look over at Genesis 39. Genesis 39. God is setting this up and putting this in our heart about the blessing of Abraham, because of the times that are ahead. I really got that in my spirit. 39, chapter 2. Genesis 39, verse 2. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man. And he was in the house of his master the Egyptian. And the master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. He was a very prosperous man. Joseph was one that trusted God. I mean, he went through some trials and tribulations, got sold out by his own brothers, but yet he trusted and depended on God. And he always rose to the top. Even when Potiphar, the Egyptian, his master's wife, was saying, here, Joseph, he tried to rape me and take advantage of me. Deep down, it don't say it in the Bible, but I believe that Potiphar knew Joseph well enough. He knew the blessing that was on his life. He knew God was with him, because everything he touched was prospering. that he didn't actually do this. He knows that man knew his wife. He probably seen her make advantages or roll her eyes at Joseph or whatever she did when he was around or messing with him. And so normally, if it had been anybody else, I do believe Potiphar would have killed that person or had him executed. But instead, Potiphar put Joseph in prison. You know, saved a man's life. Saved a man's life. He does have at least a way to get out and to live. Now, you're thinking, what two worst ways can you be in? Being a slave and in prison, you know. But even in prison and being a slave, this man is going to rise to the top. And he did. He ended up being put in charge of the prison. He didn't get down. He didn't get mad at God. He didn't get mad at people. He didn't get mad at the wrong that was coming to his life. He just kept following God. He didn't give up. Didn't quit. He was kind of like old, and this is not the exact kind of similarity, but he didn't give up. I'm thinking about someone like Thomas Edison with a light bulb. You know what? He had almost 1,000 of them that failed, and finally that the 1,000th one worked. You know, he didn't give up, didn't quit. Now, Joseph was in quite a bit worse situation than he was, but he didn't give up. He didn't quit and just give up on God. And time it's all said and done, he ended up being the second man in charge of all Egypt. Look over at Genesis 41, 42. 41, 42. Then Pharaoh took his signet ring off his hand and put it on Joseph's hand, and he clothed him in a garment of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck, and he had him to ride in the second chariot in which he had, and cried before him, "Bow the knee." So he set him over all the land of Egypt. Pharaoh also said to Joseph, "I am Pharaoh, and without your consent, no man can lift his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt." And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paneah, and he gave him a wife, Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, priest of On. So Joseph went all over the land of Egypt. This man was blessed. That was some hard words to pronounce, praise God. But he was blessed. The blessing was still working in his life. And they work in your life. In each generation. The blessing works in each generation. Look now, let's look in the New Testament. Look over at Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, "Surely blessing I will bless you." What did it say? "Surely blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you." And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men indeed swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is for them the end of all disputes. Thus God determined to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we have strong consolation, who have fled our refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. This hope we have as an anchor of our soul, both sure and steadfast, in which enters the presence behind the veil, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. So the New Testament and Old Testament are immutable. They cannot be changed. They're here for good. And Abraham was a forerunner. He was there, and kind of like John the Baptist before Jesus was. He was the blessing come even way back then, and it transferred on each generation. And now we're still working in that same blessing of Abraham right now, praise God. That same blessing is working in our lives. Acts chapter 3. Acts 3. Acts 3:17. Let's see here. 3:17. Now, brethren, I know that you did it. Acts 3:17-18. And yet now, brethren, I know that you did it in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But those things which God foretold by the mouth of the prophets, that the Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Now look at verse 22. For Moses truly said to the fathers, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from the brethren. Him you shall hear in all things, whatever he says to you. And it shall be that every soul who will not hear this prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. Yes, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow, as many have spoken, have also foretold of these days. You are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying to Abraham, and in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed. What did it say? In his seed, that all the families of the earth shall be blessed. To you first, God, having raised up his servant Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. Praise God. So it's actually the Old Testament saints were waiting on Jesus. I mean, the blessing was here, and the only thing they lacked, they had the blessing as far as prosperity and healing. The only thing they lacked was spiritual redemption. And they were sitting in the Abraham of bosom, waiting until Jesus paid the price. And when he paid the price and went back to the right hand side of the Father, they all went up, praise God. Now let's look over at Hebrews 2:16. Hebrews 2:16. But that blessing, all families are blessed. We're blessed because of that blessing of Abraham that God put on him. Hebrews 2:16. For indeed, he does not give aid to angels, but he does give aid to the seed of Abraham. Is that good news? Is that good news or what? God gives aid to us, the seed of Abraham, praise God. He watches over us. All right, how about Hebrews 8:6. Hebrews 8:6. But now he has obtained a much more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. So if the old covenant and the blessing of Abraham was so great and wonderful, and it blessed and prospered each and every one of those families as they've done the covenant and walked in the covenant, how much better are these promises? That's why I encourage you to be confessing those promises. Say them over you. The blessing of the Lord makes me rich. He has no sorrow with it. I'm blessed coming in, blessed going out. My God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. This is actually the new covenant is a much better covenant through Jesus Christ. Well, one thing is another thing is that, hey, we all have the God living inside of us. They didn't have that in the Old Testament. Now, we're going to translate it. You're going to see it like never before in the new covenant. Look at Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. It's going to get real clear about the Abrahamic covenant. Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the what? Blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So it came on us. That blessing of Abraham came upon us. We're no longer Gentiles. We're children of God. We're in the blessing. We have the covenant. It is for us, praise God. You know, if you'll pay attention to it, wake up in the morning, give thanks to God. You remember that old saying, what was it? Count your blessings. Count your blessings. And you know what? Whoever started that was right on. Because we ought to be waking up, thank you, Lord. We ought to appreciate God's blessings. We ought to appreciate Him. Thank Him for what we have, praise God. Because, I mean, Esau didn't appreciate him, and we need to appreciate him. Praise God. All right, Galatians chapter 3:26. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. We are Abraham's seed through Christ Jesus. And we are heirs according to that promise. Praise God. We're thankful for what all God's done for us. Let's see the blessing that God spoke on him. Let's check it out. Genesis chapter 12. Let's go back. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2. Well, first he obeyed him in verse 1. He told him to get out of his country and leave his family and his father's house, then in the land that he showed him. And verse 2 says, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Now, he got that blessing spoke over him, and by the time you got to chapter 13, the revelation come to pass. Praise God. Look at 13:2. It's already here. 13:2. Abraham was very rich in livestock and silver and gold. He was very rich in livestock, silver, and gold. He was blessed. Didn't take but one chapter to get that. Praise God. He was trusting God. Amen. And that's what we're supposed to be walking in, this blessing. It's for us, his children. Now let's turn back to Romans. I want to show you the blessing that God spoke over him. Let's turn back to Romans 11. Romans chapter 11. Verse 11. I say then, have they all stumbled that they might, I say then that the male stumbled that they might, they should, not might, fall, not. Through their fall, provoke them to jealousy, salvation has come to the Gentiles. Now, if their fall is riches for the world, and their failure riches for the Gentiles, and much more their fullness. Now look at verse 16. For if the first fruit, talking about the Jewish people, the lump is also holy. If the root is holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them become partakers of the root. See, we're partakers of Jesus. The fatness of the olive tree. I like that. Do not boast against the branches, so we're not supposed to be speaking bad about the Jewish people. But if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. You will say then, branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well said, because of unbelief they were broken off, and you stand by faith. Do not be haughty, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, the Jewish man and woman, he may not spare you neither. Therefore, consider the goodness and severity of God on those who fail severity, but towards you goodness. If you continue in his goodness, otherwise you also will be cut off. And they also, if they do not continue in unbelief, will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. So we're all grafted in. Those that are the Jewish men and women that are believers now, and us that Christian, we're all grafted in. We're grafted in with the old covenant. The old covenant Jewish man and woman that were walking in the covenant, we're grafted in with them. We're all one now, praise God, in that blessing, walking in that blessing, the blessing of Abraham. And it said over in Genesis that Abraham, he died satisfied. Don't you want to die satisfied? Die satisfied and dream the big dreams, praise God. And don't just settle for where you're at. Be following God and His Word and believing for big things to happen in your life, praise God, because God wants to take us each to a new level. You know, what was Monica talking about? The fullness of the blessing. I haven't arrived yet, but I'm on my way, praise God. I'm on my way to the fullness of the blessing, praise God. You know, who was it? Moses lived 120. Who would all like to obtain to that, praise God? 120, that's a long time. And this testament, I mean, this covenant and this blessing, wow. It'll also save you a chunk of change. Look at me when my back was hurt and I believed God for healing way back in 2001. You know, God healed me. Never had to go back and have any more surgeries up in the middle of my back, my neck. Never had any more problems with that, my back and neck. And the God healed him, and I felt great. Praise the Lord. Let's go over and look at Psalms 103. Psalms 103. But I do believe God is preparing us for the times ahead. Psalms 103. He's getting our faith built up on His blessing. 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. See what the psalmist was doing? What was the psalmist doing? He was always speaking blessing. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. That's what the psalmist was writing. Bless the Lord. He was, I believe, in his heart, giving thanks for God's blessing. You know, he was thankful. All right, verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. God has benefits. He has surprises, praise God. Don't you love it when God surprises you with something great? You know, you've been believing for something, and whether it be for your family or whatever it is, and bam, there it was. He surprises you. I love surprises. Verse 3. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. He satisfies your mouth with good things. So your mouth ought to be satisfied with the treasures of the Word. Your mouth and my mouth should be satisfied with the treasures of the Word. That's what it ought to be speaking. And when it does, your youth is renewed like the eagles. That's why I try to keep my tongue attached to the Word and speak, you know, I'm healed. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. I'm blessed because it satisfies me. Praise God. Satisfy. All right, I think we're out of time already, praise. Yeah, I'm over just a little bit. All right, let's all stand. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Lord, we will not take it for granted. We're not going to take this for granted. In the times ahead, that we're going to really study this out. This is going to be in our heart, Lord, and where we can obtain it. And we're going to do it your way, God's way. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that it gets deep in our heart, that you take care of your people. You watch over your people. Even when the Gentiles or those that without a covenant are scrambling and trying to find a way and struggling, your people will be blessed and take care of. Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for that assurance in your word. Lord, we just give you praise and glory for it. Now, if there's anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, either on a CD or through the website, voiceofthebelieverschurch.org, and you say, hey, that's the first time I ever heard that, or about his blessing, and that God wants to bless us, and there's a blessing for us, and wants to take care of us like this, and say, I want that. I want this Jesus, this better covenant, these better promises that are even more now. And I want Jesus to watch over me and be my Savior. If you want that, then all you got to do is pray this prayer according to the Word of God in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if you believe that Jesus died on the cross and was raised back to the right-hand side of the Father, and you ask Him in, all you have to do is make a confession, and then I suggest you to go tell somebody. Go tell somebody, or go leave us a comment on the Voice of Believers Church on the Facebook or on the website. You can go there and go into prayer and leave a comment on it. But if that's what you want, and you want that, and you want to rededicate your life, if you have been saved before and you say, hey, I want more of Jesus, if that's your heart and you want to get filled with the Holy Spirit according to Luke 11:13, just pray this prayer with me. Lord, I know that you love me. I just want to make you the Lord and Savior of my life. Jesus, come in my heart. Just to have my life, have your way with me, show me your will, fill me up with your Holy Spirit. Lord, just guide me by your Spirit. And just thank you, Lord, for this blessed life that I now have. And Lord, I can depend on your word and follow after you. In Jesus' name. Like I said, if you've prayed that prayer, then let us know. That we make it public. Praise God. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for everyone that's here and everyone that's listening. Lord, I just say that we're all the head, not the tail, the lender, not the borrower, blessed coming in, blessed going out, blessing the city, blessing the field. When Satan comes at us one direction, he had to flee from us seven, because he is in us. The Holy Spirit's greater than he that's in this world. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that for these blessings in our life, Lord. Beloved, I pray above all things thou mayest prosper, being healthy as thy soul prospers. Though 1,000 fall one side and 10,000 on the hand, nothing deadly will come near us. No plague or disease will come near our dwelling. The long life he satisfies. Thank you, Lord, for a long, healthy life. Lord, we take every thought captive under the obedience of Jesus Christ, cast down any and all thought that exalt itself against Jesus. Fear, worry, doubt, unbelief, condemnation, discouragement, despair, depression, despondency. We rebuke all those thoughts. Thoughts of giving up? No. Go in Jesus' name. Plead the blood of Jesus over mine. We're gonna confess the word of God. We're gonna confess the word of God in the face of the devil. Just like Jesus did on the Mount of Temptation. He confessed the word. It is written. And we got the victory through you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for revelation, knowledge of your word. We go out of here full of faith. Just bring us those people that don't know you, Jesus, where we can lead them to you. They can pray that prayer of salvation. They have the good news. And those that do know you, Lord, let's be a mentor to them and love on them and fill them up with faith and testimonies of what you, good things that you've done for us. Lord, we just thank you for it, that you, all good things come from you because you are good. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, praise God. Anybody needs any prayer, come on up. Hallelujah.